Section 34, Faith in Every Footstep. Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 136, Our Heritage, pages 71 to 77. What challenges did President Young face in leading the saints to the Salt Lake Valley? See Our Heritage, pages 69 to 74. At winter quarters in January 1847, President Brigham Young received a revelation concerning the saints' westward journey. This revelation is recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 136. How do the instructions in this revelation apply in your life? How do you feel when you consider the legacy of faith and sacrifice that the pioneers and other saints have given you? How can you pass on this same kind of legacy to those who will follow you? Page 19. Scripture Chain, Journeys to the Promised Lands. 1 Nephi, chapter 2, verses 19 to 20. 1 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 13 to 14. Ether, chapter 1, verses 39 to 42. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verses 1 to 2. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verse 22. Scriptures relating to Scripture Chain. Journeys to the Promised Lands. 1 Nephi, chapter 2, verses 19 to 20. 19. And it came to pass that the Lord spake unto me, saying, Blessed art thou, Nephi, because of thy faith, for thou hast sought me diligently with lowliness of heart. 20. And inasmuch as ye shall keep my commandments, ye shall prosper, and shall be led to a land of promise, yea, even a land which I have prepared for you, yea, a land which is choice above all other lands. 1 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 13 to 14. 13. And I will also be your light in the wilderness, and I will prepare the way before you, if it so be that ye shall keep my commandments. Wherefore, inasmuch as ye shall keep my commandments, ye shall be led towards the promised land, and ye shall know that it is by me that ye are led. 14. Yea, and the Lord said also, that after ye have arrived in the promised land, ye shall know that I, the Lord, am God, and that I, the Lord, did deliver you from destruction, yea, that I did bring you out of the land of Jerusalem. Ether, chapter 1, verses 39 to 42. 39. And it came to pass that the brother of Jared did cry unto the Lord according to that which had been spoken by the mouth of Jared. 40. And it came to pass that the Lord did hear the brother of Jared, and had compassion upon him, and said unto him, 41. Go to and gather together thy flocks, both male and female, of every kind, and also of the seed of the earth of every kind, and thy families, and also Jared thy brother and his family, and also thy friends and their families, and the friends of Jared and their families. 42. And when thou hast done this, thou shalt go at the head of them down into the valley which is northward, and there will I meet thee, and I will go before thee into a land which is choice above all the lands of the earth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verses 1 to 2. 1. The word and the will of the Lord concerning the camp of Israel in their journeyings to the west. 2. Let all the people of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and those who journey with them be organized into companies, with a covenant and promise to keep all the commandments and statutes of the Lord our God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verse 22. I am he who led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, and my arm is stretched out in the last days to save my people, Israel. End of Scriptures relating to Scripture Chain, Journeys to the Promised Lands. End of section 34, Faith in Every Footstep.